This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, it's Jamie. Gosh, your voicemail is so soothing. I kind of want to just call it when I'm having a bad day and, like, reflect and meditate. Yeah. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
That's the job I want to be. I want to be a lead a Zen meditation group in the Himalayas and grow orchids and reflect and retire. This is my last show. Over and out. Bye for now. Oh no, we have a whole show and then we'll try to figure it out. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Great guest today, Wall Street Journal real estate reporter Candace Taylor is back. She was on a year ago, and she's got some very interesting articles she's written, and one of which includes getting ready for flying cars. Just what's on everyone's mind. I was up last night worrying about it, and we have some. There was a 600 Manhattan real estate agent firm shutting down. So she's always got great stuff to talk about. She runs the Mansion Division of the Wall Street Journal. Don't forget the bees. Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association, SBBA.org. If you have bees where you don't want them, they can relocate the hive. We need the bees desperately. They're facing an onslaught of battles to survive. So SBBA.org. And I haven't mentioned them for a while, but it brought my attention because there was a big article in the news press about people doing bees at home. And I wish I had a parcel large enough where I had a big corner and it was a little more isolated. But I was just thinking before the program that if you have a high roof line, maybe you could do something up at the roof line, but that doesn't make it easy to access and get the honey out. So it's a conundrum, but if you have the room, you should look into it. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll do in the first segment. Last week, I didn't bring in the printed version of year to date. But the year to date median price has been fluctuating so greatly. I'm not used to seeing it. And I'm not certain why, but you're at a million, you're almost at a million four, then you're closer to a million three, then a million 365. Now this week it's a million three year to date, still higher than last year's median price, which was at this point in time year to date a million 252 versus a million three. But the numbers are number of sales still down year to date. 283 sales versus 306 last year, year to date. But, I was looking back since 2015, and the number of sales have gone down in each of the last 4 years, starting in 2015, just for the first 17 weeks. 2015 and 2016, we averaged a 20.7 and 20.4 sales per week. 2017 averaged 21.7 sales per week. So we actually jumped up, even though for the first 17 weeks, as I just mentioned, the last 4 years, the last 17 weeks out of the gate for the year, number of sales were down, but certainly 2017 bucked that trend and in the end went up. Median price $1,285,000 for the entire year. 2017 versus 2016 was $1,184,000, so 100 grand. And 2015 was $1,132,000 for the entire year. This is single-family residences only just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. Carpinteria to Goleta. Now, this year, because of the fire and the mudslide of Montecito, I was been tracking Montecito only year-to-date, and median price Montecito, $2,750,000 year-to-date. Last year, $2,830,000. $2,830,000. Number of sales down quite a bit in Montecito for the year to date. Now, it could be, I need to take a broader picture and look at quarterly stats. It just could be that the first quarter of 2017 was it an anomaly? We had a lot of sales. Year to date now through 2017 was 44 sales. This year, 29. I mean, that's a difference of 15. And 15 on 45 is 33%. So I'm doing that in my head. I hope that's correct. So are we down 33% in the number of sales? But it's just been 17 weeks. And median price just a tad lower. In terms of year-to-date overall, back in 2014, we were averaging, for the first 17 weeks, 16.6 sales, 16.16, so just barely over 16. This year, 16.65. So we are lower than last year, the year before, and the year before that, for the first 17 weeks. But we're in recovery mode. We're seeing, we saw the last 2 weeks, prior 2 weeks, we saw 100 new listings in 2 weeks. And this last week, 28 new listings for 1 week. So that was a big spurt of growth in inventory, which we need because inventory is down. Inventory is down. 459 total listings. Last year at this time, 526. 2016, 503. Before that, 475. And you have to go back to 2014 to get lower number of inventory, 448. And now 459. So, and we don't have as many listings in escrow right now as we did this time last year. Now we have 117. Last year, 144. So we're trying to catch up. So we want to see more things in escrow. But numbers are looking healthy. And remember, a week before last, we had 37 opened escrows. So when you're averaging 16. What are we averaging? 16.65 sales per week. When you open 37 escrows, hopefully we're on a trend to catch up. Catch up. That was the joke from, was it Kill Bill? Uma Thurman? Can't remember that. Mama Tomato and the Baby Tomato. The Mama and the Papa Tomato were walking along, and the Baby Tomato was dragging behind, and finally the Papa Tomato went back and stepped on the Baby Tomato and said, "Catch up." What movie was that? Was it Pulp Fiction? I think it was Pulp Fiction. That was a freaky movie. The only time in my life I went to the movies, and then like a week and a half later, I couldn't believe it. I went back to the movies and saw it again, paid to see it again. That was a strange movie. Okay, I'll leave you with this, and then we'll take a break, and we'll bring on the Wall Street Journal real estate reporter, Candace Taylor. I had mentioned last week, you know, I look through the obituaries. Sometimes I look to see how old people are. My mom's going to be 94, and then you catch something that someone's younger than I am, and that's like, oh, geez. So I just started reading this obituary, and I've never seen an obituary. If you look at obituaries, you think everybody, the world is perfect. The planet, we're living in the Garden of Eden. Because everyone who dies was surrounded by their family. They were loved, everyone. They did this. They were great. And, you know, maybe people that are down and out, they can't afford obituaries. Maybe that's what it is. But these people elected to say that this guy was kind, sweet, intelligent, and troubled. Troubled in his life. He just was just a little, had difficulty. But he had friends, and he was good and all good. And I like that. Keeping it real. You know, I mean, I don't know. It was just an interesting take, and I don't think I've ever seen it. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the Wall Street Journal real estate reporter, Candace Taylor.